Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
Hey, what's up, everybody in the five-star STR group? Good morning, almost afternoon. I'll give it just a moment here to see if anybody jumps on. I posted earlier to see if anybody had any questions. Nobody posted any questions. I did have one from Jim that came in yesterday. So if nobody else jumps on, I'll answer Jim's question and then let you guys go. Have a great day. So again, we'll just wait just for a few moments here to see if anybody tags on, jumps on here, and then we'll roll on here. Hope everybody's having a great Wednesday so far. And hopefully you guys will jump on, ask a few questions, or, you know, in the future, again, begin to post those questions in advance and I can try to answer those to the best of my ability for you. But anyway, here we go. So Jim had asked in his text to us was, how can I improve my Airbnb ranking? How can I, his listing isn't on the first few pages, isn't real visible. He wants to become more visible. And so I'm sure all you guys have learned about, talked about, seen people talk about, the Airbnb hacks, that kind of stuff. It's simply just, there's a few things you can do that can help increase your rankings in Airbnb. You know, obviously we use Rank Breeze. I've talked about that before. It's one of the systems that we use. Rank Breeze actually shows you where you show up in the rankings, and it can give you some SEO keywords and things to help you in that. But if you don't have Rank Breeze, it's simple. There's really five things you can do to help yourself with that Airbnb algorithm, and that is your title, your hero picks, your descriptions, your price points, all these things. And so, you want to go in. Speaking of titles, Airbnb has recently, they've always kind of had it as a rule of theirs, about the no emojis, no more than 50 characters in your title. But we were getting away with, having the emojis and, kind of having, even using a different PMS, having a longer description in our title than what they typically said we could have. But they've actually recently, in the past few weeks, have been getting cracking down on that much more. And so sometimes those things won't transfer over, like if you're syncing through like a PMS like us with Owner Res and things of that nature. So I'm going back in and redoing all of our titles to be under that 50 character description. Otherwise, it gets cut off. Anything you write after that point gets cut off and they don't see it in the title anyway. So your titles, you want to make sure anything you can put in there under 50 characters. So again, you're not trying to do your sleep count, your bedroom count, that kind of stuff in your title. Obviously, they're going to be able to see that in the description, the listing of your property and stuff anyway. So, reference a landmark, something you're close to. Like we have one that's close to Braves Stadium. So, my title, first thing we're saying is near Braves Stadium. I know stuff like that is going to click for the people in that area. So landmark. You don't have to say hot tub or fire pit. I mean, obviously, that's going to be in your description anyway if you're in the mountains, unless you've got some kind of an amazing setup there, then, speak to that amenity. But again, your titles, change those around seasonally. We change those around, weekly if need be, bi-weekly, tweaking things up here and there in our titles because they want to see that you're actively engaging your property. So, your titles, make sure you're under 50 characters. Good titles, think adjectives when you're doing it, and trade those out periodically. Also, then your hero pick. Don't leave the same picture up all the time, unless you just get like this bad picture that, you're staying in the rankings number one. Like if we're on the first page, I'm not changing. Then we start dropping pages, we're changing, moving things around, changing things up. And also for your hero picks, you can use Canva and create more of a collage type picture so you can get more bang for your buck out of that one picture, out of that hero pick. And so that's just a little extra side note there. Also, when it comes to your pricing, we're in price slabs daily, adjusting a dollar or two a day here and there, this and that. Just kind of, again, just to keep that algorithm moving. And then all of a sudden, you're in your description. I have at least five different descriptions for each of our properties that we trade out, weekly or we'll go in and just change a few words weekly. Sometimes we need to, you know, especially if seasons change too, we want to speak to that season. So, you know, all these things are things you can do that will, you know, you're in there doing these things daily, you know, weekly, this kind of stuff. It's all going to help click that algorithm and move you up in those rankings. So, Jim, I hope that answered that question for you. And the rest of you guys, look forward to seeing you next Wednesday, if not before. Have a great day. Bye.